Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the ground to third. They're going to go around the horn. That's one. And they're going to call him out at first, and the Giants are going to take a look at it.
Well, they want to see if Cronenworth, the second baseman, was on the bag when he caught the ball to get the force, and they're going to concede it.
I should be in a mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So there are two signs that have, or actions that have really become pervasive in professional sports. The last 5 years, one is the review.
Okay.
And then two is the cut.
And I told you, Evan and Steiny, he leads the...
Bob Melvin's Bo great. Bell. No. Shakes his head no.
But that one's used properly.
Yes. You're right. It is.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
That's true.
Yeah, the twirling of the thing, it's getting out of hand.
The audacity.
Willie Adames.
Yeah. Talk to me, Steiny. Nine airs.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Great.
What? Like this is the way I look at a guy like Adames. Why would you? What is worrying about him gonna do? Like, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's got a track record. They spent a lot of money on him.
All right.
He's proven, but through a third of the season, he's not hitting. And his fielding's been mediocre.
And you just wonder if
can you do?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you got him for five or six more years.
I got you, Steiny. Like, that's why
he's
doing
second. You've got to live with him.
Yeah.
Right?
But a lot of times in sports, you think, because what you're talking about and describing to me sounds like natural. The natural evolution is he'll figure this thing out and it's nothing to see here. But you just told me a couple seasons ago, what was it, 217, 220?
217.
Okay, so... Just from an average standpoint, that's just 11 more points. But obviously, you want that number to go up. But it's the win. It's the – we're watching them drop in the batting order. That happens. And I guess, Steiny, if you want to look at the track record and the paycheck, a brother going to work it out, and he'll figure it out, and he won't be a problem. But I'm just wondering if I – what word did we use yesterday? I used the infected. If this lineup, and that's the beauty of a baseball lineup, Steiny, I think who is behind you, who goes before you, there's a domino effect. And if guys, you know, in other places in this lineup don't figure it out, maybe Willie's getting no help, and maybe some baseball diehards are out there like, the hell with that, Goo. He's getting a lot of chicken. He should need help. So do I think this is going to, you know, be the case for Adames moving forward, Steiny? I don't. But I'd like to see more than five home runs. I like to see him come up in the clutch. But right now, you know, 13 for 99. I know I'm being a one-trick pony with the last 15, but that's not good. And two runs over the last, you know, 15 games, that's not going to cut it.
I mean, the way I look at it is Adames is a really good player. He's a good player. Is he a great player? And I think that maybe the Giants thought he was a great player. But he's just a good player, which is fine, but they don't have enough good players. And if, again, how happy are you with, I'm looking at their lineup last night.
Because he's not a good player right now, Steiny. I think he's a bad player when you bring him to account, and we should, just for this conversation, 9 errors as well. So you're not doing it with the glove either. So I get you good, but he's playing bad. What, is that too far of a stretch?
You know what? With the fielding, I got to go to Evan on this one.
Dude, he's at the – go ahead.
Because Evan was saying when they got Adames, he wasn't saying he's a lights-out shortstop in the field. How would you say Adames has been playing defensively this year? Is it really poor or is it average?
It's not very good. Like, Willie Adames is – I put this, well, he can't hit. That's a fact. And his glove is not what it was even a couple of years ago. Like, Willie Adames is a below average shortstop that plays every game, which is valuable because you don't have to take him out of the lineup. But it doesn't mean that he's been good. And I think that one of the things that the Giants were counting on is that when you put a guy on the left side of the infield next to Matt Chapman,
man,
just like putting a decent scorer or a good shooter on a basketball team next to a playmaker, it makes them look a lot better. And so Willie Adames, for example, doesn't have to make a ton of plays in the hole because Matt Chapman plays deeper than any third baseman. He's a great defensive player. And so all the weaknesses or deficiencies that Adames has kind of been going through the last season or two aren't highlighted as much next to arguably the best defensive infielder in baseball.
All right, so he's average at best this year.
But he's swinging a broomstick.
Right, but, okay.
So on both fronts is not pretty.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah. Adames is off to a terrible start with the Giants.
Correct.
In his first 60 games. So go ahead, take it to the next logical place. Buster Posey. It's his first big boy signing. Why don't you just... Let's come down his road.
No, but no, Steiny, this ain't even about Buster. He brought him in, but it's about Willie too. That would be unfair to Willie. We're just saying what it is early on, and he can get this rectified and fixed. And that's why I would hold off going. Buster brought in what we thought was going to be a dude. It's off to a rocky start, and Buster just told anybody that was listening last week, it's kind of to be expected. We see things like this where a guy, you know, comes from another ball club and gets off to a slow start. And I mean that. Like, I'm not dare going to throw or say anything about, but he went and got what we thought was a big fish.
Right, but he could have been wrong. Maybe he picked the wrong guy. Maybe he picked somebody who's on the downside of his career. I mean, he had a hell of a year last year.
But even you, Steiny, because it sounds like you said, any fan that calls us, and it's too early for that. We can't judge Willie yet.
Well, then quit ripping him.
No, it's like NASDAQ. You see what's going on with the stocks per day, you know, and that's what you go on, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and so, like, but as far as the choices this organization has, as it relates to Adames, they have none. They have no choice.
Oh, yeah, go, brother.
He's going to play shortstop 155, 60 games, and right now he's hitting sixth, which is, you'd like to get better production out of the six hole than what he's given. But the thing that I think is interesting is, well, at what point would you say, what was Posey thinking? I mean, what if he has a bad year? Then what are we talking about?
No, the ramifications, but Posey's job, obviously, you know, there's no tremor on the Richter scales. Yeah, it doesn't even hit. But there would be conversation about, damn, year one didn't go well. And the one thing about year one in Major League Baseball, in any season, Steiny, is it's unlike the NBA. I know it's 82 games and football's got 17, but 162 feels like three seasons. So if he were to struggle, I mean, it would get the proper, what word am I looking for? Coverage.
Yeah,
I was excited when this was announced. He was coming to town.
Well, of course, he's probably what their biggest free agent signing since what, Bonds? I mean, certainly the money's
watching
more than any other
watching
free agent. Yes, Ev.
Well, you can make a case that Posey has missed on both signings
right
so far.
Exactly. Verlander also.
Well, let's be honest with
but,
that
but
one.
Because it's Posey, we're going to hands
that's
off.
The, Verlander was my old Cadillac, the DeVille, with about 150,000 miles on it, leaking oil. Mike, who's shocked?
See, this is the thing, though. Like, if we're talking about the Giants, like, they're not playing well. So I almost said to you right here, well, like, who's to blame for where the Giants are right now?
But we,
I mean, the reality of the situation is they've had three straight years where they're 80 wins about. And right now, even though they haven't been over 500 since their start, they're still six games over.
For now.
So, for now.
Yeah.
So you don't think this, let me ask you this.
I think the Giants are capable and should, I'm using the should word, make a play, wild card. So I'm holding them to that standard for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Yeah,
okay.
I think that's fair, and that's why, to me, I don't have a strong opinion on them overachieving or underachieving. I'm looking at their situation. We knew their pitching was going to be very good. It is. Their bullpen's been terrific. They just haven't hit, but somehow they've managed to stay afloat. And yes, it's been 2 weeks, but to me in baseball, point, June 1st, June 2nd, you got another month to really kind of see what you have and figure it out. And if you really are this terrible hitting, well, then you'll make a move if there's a move to be made.
Yeah. Damon Chang on the YouTube chat is asking us, should Posey have rolled with Luciano? I'll tell you what, that's neither here nor there. His ass is on it. He'll be back soon.
Well, he's not hitting in my
– well, Stein, the average has gone out. Can you hit with power? And when you hit, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Can you drive in runs?
No, I mean, that's really the one thing the Giants don't do. They don't produce runs because they don't hit for extra bases. Like, actually, if you look at their home batting average, it's like middle of the pack for every single ballpark.
Dude.
Like, they hit 250 at home.
And Matt Chapman's hitting 172.
He couldn't swing his way out of brown paper bag.
Man. But, Evan, do you think it's fair that a guy like me was excited, or any Giant fan out there, for Adames to be kind of the face of the offense? Because do you think I'm trying to say bring in Mike Trout because of what Adames is not doing with the stick early on?
My first question is, why would Adames sign here? That's why I wasn't as excited as everybody else.
Well,
why would Willie Adames want to sign with the San Francisco Giants where bats go to die?
I'll let Buster Posey answer that. This is what he said before the season about Adames.
You've got a guy like Willie. I guess Seattle might be the only other furthest place from his home in the DR that he could have gone to, and that he was committed early on in our conversations that this was a place that he wanted to be. That resonated with me, and I feel like I do a decent job of reading people, and when he told me that, that made a big impact on me and the rest of our group, and felt like this is sincere, that this guy wants to be in San Francisco and understands the opportunity and the impact that he can have not only on the ball club, but for the city itself. This is a baseball town. This city wants great players. It wants great teams. And I was lucky to be a part of some of those great teams alongside great players. And all is well in the world when the Giants are playing good baseball on that field.
There it is. Adames wanted to be here.
No, Evan was just asking why. And I didn't have an
why,
answer
what
for him. Why did he choose here?
That's why Posey.
No, right.
We heard from
That's
Posey.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think the Giants have trouble luring free agents who hit. And here's one who had a good year last year, and he said, I want to play for the Giants. And I think the Giants are in a position where if somebody says that and he's a pretty good player, you have to follow through on it. That's right?
Not necessarily, but I also think if you're Adames, it's not just about getting over on someone. It's trying to find a place where you can retire. And that actually is a credit to the Giants, that despite some of their mediocrity, I think they're still a respectable organization that people look around and say, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But Adames This contract will take him through his age 36 season. This was his, at age 30, the last opportunity he had to get paid. And the Giants gave him that opportunity. But to expect him to step in and be the guy who was leading off yesterday for the Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr., that is something that I would really hope people were not expecting.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering, is were people expecting that?
I was.
But
I'm not ashamed to say it. And real quick, about Buster Stani, I'm not throwing shade.
Why not?
The great Rihanna, Kanye, before he lost it, and Jay-Z have a song called Run This Town. And I'm only bringing that up because how long has it been since this has been a baseball town? 2014? Or 107? We got excited, but come on, man.
I don't think there's 107 really did it.
It was 107.
Yeah, but I don't think there was a ton of excitement because it was after COVID and it just wasn't the same. I think there was excitement through 16 when the last, you know, that was the last time they made the playoffs before the 107-win season. But I'll just answer it this way. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. My only point with Adamas is that we've seen the Giants sniffing around some big boy players, and they have not been able to close the deal with them, whether it's, you know, Harper or Stanton or Otani or Judge. Well, my point is that those guys, all four, for whatever reason, did not want to play here, whether it was the park, whether it was the city, whether it was a few other reasons that we have no idea about. So my only point is that when you have a player who's a pretty good player in Adamas, and whether he looked at the Giants as a big payday or whether he looked at the Giants as a place where he wanted to retire or whether he was sincere and just wanted to be a Giant. When a player does that, I think the Giants have to pay more attention to the guy and kind of have to at least go through the process with him, because clearly there are players who don't want to play here.
Yeah.
So if a guy wants to play here, he's a leg up on everybody, particularly if you think he's a pretty good player, and Adamas has been a pretty good player.
No doubt. And I love Evan's assessment, but the bottom line is we'll never know. And if we use that across the board on why player A went to City A, you know what I'm saying, Stani? We'd probably be blown away by why they went. Why did Butler change his mind to come here? Oh, they gave him 2 extra years, you know? So I'm just saying, we paid for your services. Now you got to ball out, and you're off to a slow start. And let's hope, I'm not saying Evan is saying this, let's hope Evan is wrong, Stani, in regard to he's not done, and he's got some great baseball left in him.
I don't think Evan said he was done.
No, not done, but...
Evan, did you say he was done?
Better than advertised. Like, we might have seen his best. That's just me paraphrasing.
Have we seen Adamas' best baseball in Milwaukee, Evan?
Yes. But to be fair, he was a really good player last year. That's why he got paid. I also think it's interesting that this isn't the first time that a team has said they don't want him. The Tampa Bay Rays traded him when he was 25. They traded him to Milwaukee because they didn't think he was going to age very well. And this is 5 years later. I'm not saying, like, Willie Adamas is a great clubhouse guy. I think he's an awesome person. And that is something, to be fair, the Giants did not have a ton of, were veteran clubhouse voices. Those are necessary in a locker room. I'm not trying to, you know, disprove that. But this idea that he was going to be, again, a face of your franchise type player. Like, Willie Adamas is a good piece. He's not the piece. And that's why when the boss is saying, what hasn't happened, what's going to change, why is it the same? It's because they have not found the piece.
Do you think there's one piece to be found? Or is it they need a few pieces?
Have you watched them? They need a few.
If you watch the
Dodgers...
That's
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they need more than just... Even if Adamas was the piece, they need more than the piece. They still need a more quality players.
Yeah,
is,
but I
is
guess
all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm all over. My bad. But when you furnish a house, you need a sofa, you need a mirror, you need all those things. Donnie, you knock them down one by one, right? And I felt like they did that with Willie. And obviously, it's in baseball. You got nine guys hitting. You need more. And that's why I'm just bringing up names like Trout or anybody else, because the Giants, to me, if they're going to compete, Stani, they're going to need more. Would you disagree with that? Like, this ain't it. And the offense has been kind of stagnant or stale or boring for how many years?
And
what happened to Will Clark and Kevin Mitchell and Kenton Bonds? And I know the anomaly was 107, but Chili Davis, give me, like Buster Posey, what's – and again, Evan just laid it out. They went and spent the money, Buster did, to get Adames, and maybe he's that guy and we just haven't seen it yet.
Or maybe he's Barry Zito.
Then that's not good.
Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Wants to talk about Willie Adames. What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Been a fan since the 60s Giants. I was just wondering, one, they have Brian Sabin as GM. That was a difference, too. But who were they, when they signed this guy, I was like, who are they bidding against? Who were they bidding? I mean, of course, Adames and his agent saying, thank you. I mean, again, who else would leave a company to go somewhere? Anybody would. But he played in Milwaukee, a hitter's ballpark, a hitter's lineup. And he still didn't really hit 219. That's why I kept wondering. And Pete Alonso was out there at the time. I don't know if you came here, but he took a 2-year contract with the Mets, I think, for $60 million. Say the Giants threw him that money at that time. He would have came here in a heartbeat.
Yeah, the Tigers were in on him, though. The Tigers, I thought, were in on Adames. But I hear your point.
But, you know, the thing is, you spread your money out, or you see what you got first, and then you make the adjustments. You just don't throw – I mean, Adames was a – like the other guy said, your third guy, Evan, said, he's a good locker room guy. I'd rather have a good guy – that plays. I don't. Who needs a cheerleader? I'd rather have the quiet professional that shows up every day that produces on the field. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because if the teammate starts looking at this guy, going, "Quit cheering and start producing."
And he's playing the hot. I mean, shortstop with nine errors. I know we keep talking about the bat, and we appreciate your call, but Stani, we can't forget. I mean, that infield was ran and controlled by one Brandon Crawford for a while, at top tier level. And to come in early on and have your, okay, you're not getting it done with the stick, but to go out there with a frying pan, and then I'm seeing the first baseman save him from more errors by the balls bouncing the first. Like, that's what I'm shocked about, Stani. The defensive part of this, too. You're not a DH. You're a shortstop. Nine errors?
Hey, Evan, what could a guy have a higher batting average with? A broomstick or a frying pan?
Well, a frying pan's made of a little denser material, so wider range to,
But do you
frying pan?
The frying pan is the glove.
Oh.
I'm saying he's going out there with a frying pan.
Oh, I thought you meant it with a bat.
But the frying pan, the ball would go further off the frying pan.
No, like, Willie Adames has been a good baseball player. Yes. This is not a referendum of his career. What I'm saying is that during this offseason, people were very hesitant, a lot of the big clubs, to go after someone like Willie Adames because there were signs that, at least defensively, he was regressing.
Mm.
And he was in a position to maximize the best year of his career, which, to be fair, he had. But you're paying him to be not just a leader, you're paying him to be a middle-of-the-order bat, which he has not been able to do anymore. I mean, I told Stani this before the show, but Fernando Tatis Jr. just had the worst hitting month of his career, the month of May. Willie Adames has been a worse hitter over this season than Tatis was in the worst hitting month of his career. So there's a chasm between the superstar on the opposite side of the field that you're watching tonight against the Padres and the one you have.
Wow.
That's just the reality.
Now, Evan, you tell me if I'm being fair, Stani, or is this a reach? Bad defense. I just said 5 minutes ago, I believe who's in your lineup helped said batter. He had Contreras and Yelich in that lineup. I don't think he has those two type hitters in this lineup. No excuses. Is it fair to go there and hone in on that as to why, you know, maybe he's been not so great with the bat?
Well, Yelich hasn't been great for a few years now, but I don't think that's unfair. But this, like, Adames was hitting second. That's where your best hitter hits. Like, Willie Adames was hitting second for the Brewers. He was their best offensive player last season. And he wanted to get paid for it. Like, all power to him. But to expect a guy to come in and suddenly break this...
See, that's what's killing me.
Like, I did not expect Willie Adames to be this bad at the plate, but I also didn't think he was going to break the million-year-long streak of nobody hitting 30 home runs for the Giants.
Wow. Did you anticipate, or did the Giants anticipate, that Adames' bat would help hitters around him as opposed to just getting lost among their lineup? You know what I mean? Like, did they think Adames, where they put him in the lineup, was going to help their hitters around him?
But look at his paycheck, of course.
Well, yeah, I do think they did.
Well, oh, my gosh.
And that hasn't been the case.
Right.
So, all right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two tonight of the four-game series.
And you'll be there, you and Evan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're not going together.
Yeah. We're not, but we're going to hook up.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm going to go out and see him. I know where he's sitting. He knows where I'm sitting.
He might not want to see you.
He said, we'll hook up.
All right.
So you're so jealous.
Well, a little bit.
I got an extra ticket,
and I'm going to the gym.
I don't know if I want to introduce him to my friend.
And that's why I was really telling you, he don't want you to come see him.
Evan, trust me.
I get better seats than Steiny.
Trust me.
That is a shocker.
She'll be impressed, Evan.
Guys are telling me, lay off Trout. He's just going to get hurt.
What's new?
He'll fit in.
Hit a home run last night.
Dude, he is back.
Oh, he's been great since he's come back on Friday. All right. We'll come back, and then we'll talk more sports on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
that
you
you'll
get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
Who's this guy?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got a question. I've been in the lab rocking with you for 8 years. We're in a studio all by ourselves.
Yep.
And you came over and whispered something to me. But why would you whisper when nobody was in here? You just said to me, but you whispered. We're the only two in here, bud.
Right, but we always have to assume that the mics are live.
All right, okay, hot mic. I'd be out of here. My career would be over if the mics were hot.
Yeah, I could survive it.
Doubtful.
My goodness, you'd probably be in jail or court. We know the real you. All right, we know your persona. You got it. But yeah.
All right.
Tell Evan what happened.
Yeah, you want to whisper to me?
Yeah, yeah. Evan, real quick.
What are you talking about? I'm letting it all out.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
What did I tell you I did last night? And you said, you yelled at me and said I'm a liar.
I think you're fibbing.
Evan, I'm such a warrior withdrawal last night. I dialed up Curry's 54 at the Garden and took a picture of the TV and put it on Twitter. So it's there. So say you're sorry.
No.
I'm watching the Giants, waiting on them to score a run.
On the laptop,
I got the Warriors, Curry going for 54, looking like he's 13 years old.
No, you didn't. You didn't watch his 54-point game.
It's on Twitter, Steiny.
You just took a screenshot, Goo. You didn't watch all 48 minutes.
You are the worst. Doris Burke was on the call with Jones.
With who?
He's hotter than fish grease.
Mark
Faster
Jones.
Faster than
Jones.
Gossip. Faster than gossip. Words are amazing.
Okay, why don't you set up what you want Evan to play?
So the boss, well, first, last night I saw this picture, Steph enjoying his lovely wife, Aisha. I think they're on vacation, Steiny. And it was a lovely picture. Steph had some scratches. I mean, you could just tell. Yeah, scratches on his body from fouls that you say he gets a good whistle.
He does. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, I've heard a term that I've never heard in my life that Steph was talking about, Steiny, that's called imposter syndrome.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, sure.
I've never heard that term with an IQ of 143. And I'm being real. Have you ever heard of that term? And I asked Evan, too.
I don't know about Evan, but yes, I have heard it before. And
imposter
most
syndrome.
Of the time in the recent past, it's been used to describe you. In a way.
I'm unfamiliar with what it means. That's what I was going to ask you or Evan.
Then he definitely doesn't suffer from imposter syndrome.
That's true. Because you have to be self-aware. You have to be able to look at yourself objectively.
And that's something you struggle with sometimes.
That's all. All right.
It's not something good that you should want to have. Like the fact that you don't.
I use Blue Chew. So, no, I'm just saying. I self-identify.
Evan, can you?
Steph Curry.
Evan, help me.
Why would the chef say that? That's all I'm asking.
Well, he was asked a question, but he did an interview with CNBC, right? I forget who the interviewer
was. Maria Bartiromo?
I was just about to say, I forget who the interviewer was. So you throwing a random name out there means nothing to me.
She's not random.
Fine. And he was asked a question about imposter syndrome, which is, according to Google, a psychological pattern characterized by feelings of self-doubt and persistent fear of becoming exposed as a fraud, despite evidence of competence and success. Obviously, Curry's successful more than most. So he was asked whether or not he feels imposter syndrome. Would you guys like to hear his answer?
I can't wait.
I'm human like everybody. Like, you have doubts about yourself, like, have imposter syndrome at times. Like, you have an idea of...
You still have imposter syndrome?
Where you're... At times, yeah. Like, it's a idea of, are you doing everything you can to take care of people that are relying on you? Are you fulfilling your full potential in all the different areas that I've set out to do? Like, those are daily commitments and daily thoughts that you have to kind of weave through.
Okay, so that was... Thanks, Evan. That was about his... father duties and husband duties is just everything across the board, not just basketball.
Right. But it's everything. It's basketball too. He sometimes feels, and that he's not the player that everybody thinks he is. He's like, I think it's, here's how I would assess it. It's Curry saying in his own way that, yes, sometimes I feel like an imposter because everybody thinks I'm perfect and everybody thinks I'm, you know, the great, one of the greatest players of all time. They say I'm a great father. They say I'm a great role model. And every once in a while, you look in the mirror and you say, maybe I'm not all that.
All right. I'm okay with, Steiny, it just sounded like I went straight to basketball as if he was at his age all of a sudden now doubting his superpowers. And well, coming off a campaign to where you go second team all NBA, that's why that was shocking. But that's real. I hadn't heard of imposter syndrome. And a lot of, I mean, he's Superman to a lot of people, to this organization.
Okay, Evan, help me here. And I'm only asking Evan this because
I'm new.
There's a guy, Simon, on the YouTube chat that says, no, Steiny, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that even he can't believe how much he's accomplished and all his accolades. Did I miss the point?
Well, I think it's kind of one and the same.
Okay.
But he's, like most people, probably wondering if I deserve this. Like,
yeah,
as someone who's accomplished as much as he has and has done as much as he has, why him? Like, I think that's what most times, like, people suffer from. It's, why am I getting this? And it's to your point of just being self-aware about it.
I look at it as a positive thing almost, because...
And he's saying this good fortune that Curry's...
Right, but I think...
Worked hard for.
I also think if he says he suffers at times from imposter syndrome, he uses that as motivation.
Oh.
Because he wants to continue to prove that he's one of the greatest at whatever he does, whether it's basketball or whether it's
fatherhood,
you know, as a father, or whether it's any other aspect of life.
Do you have a problem with me feeling like that's born out of the tree of humility, being humble, having that mechanism to even think you, if you have imposter syndrome? Because you are saying things.
Well, have you ever had doubts about your radio career?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, that's kind of it. I mean, I'm not saying you... This is not a... I'm not trying to insult you.
No, fatherhood, too. Have I been the best father?
Exactly.
I've done something?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's maybe you have a bad show and you're saying, can I really even do this?
So I know you had it in regard to being a host to your partner. You've had to have nightmares.
Non-traditional.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The 8 years we've been together, I'm sure you have some, you know what? I could have did that different to old Goo.
But if you just think you're a regular, normal dude and you don't have anything extra, or you just like, then do
step
you,
your game up.
No, can you have imposter syndrome if you don't think highly of yourself? You know what I mean?
I don't think you can. Evan, go ahead. I don't think you can.
I mean, all I'm doing is hosting a radio show in San Francisco. Like, that's all I'm doing. It ain't rocket science where...
You're
like,
sharing
yourself
every day for 20 hours a week. I'm being real. You share your life with the listeners, and that's why they come to listen to you.
Okay, but it's about me and how I feel about myself, right?
But what about the lives you change, or the people that we've met out and about real quick that said they're going through different things? To hell with the score. Hearing your voice has got them through. That's a hell of a blessing to me.
Right. But if I don't look at myself as doing anything over the top or above and beyond, I'm just punching the clock. Anybody could do that. Oh, so no. Maybe, man. I don't have imposter syndrome. I mean, maybe it's somebody who feels like they're in a job that they're not qualified for.
That's why I think the Curry thing is a little comical. Because
it is, wow,
Stein, he's talking about, yeah, you know, sometimes you just feel like the average guy, and you're just a normal person. With all due respect, Steph, when was the last time you felt normal?
Man,
I mean, seriously, the guy is better at his job than 99% of people that have ever held the vocation.
The problem with Curry is that he's got everything. Multiple things to be an imposter about, because he does basketball better than 99% of the people out there, but he does every sport better than 90%.
That's why we give Sonya and Dale credit. He was, you know, he could be a snob. You know how stuck up Curry and the rest of
I think that's also
Seth,
a big part of it.
Like, whatever they did, Steiny, put that in a book and it'll be a New York bestseller. For Curry not to be just jackass because of his dad was an NBA baller, I look at the parents.
But no doubt, and they deserve a lot of credit. I think that one of the things Curry's talking about is, let's just say hypothetically, he's listening to a show one day of you and me, and he hears me say what I've long said about Curry. Goo, I think he's the greatest face of a franchise maybe we've ever seen in any sport at any time.
Yeah.
Because he combines being one of the greatest players of all time to being one of the best people of all time. And I think what I'm hearing him say is, when you hear that over and over and over and over, you start believing it. And then every once in a while you say, well, now I'm getting worried, because I'm not a perfect human being.
Wow,
you know,
man.
I've made mistakes, and you know, I get into fights with Aisha just like any couple, and you know, I've raised my kids the right way, but I know I made mistakes.
In the finals.
Remember that? I wonder if it gets like that.
Yeah. Wow. You learn something new every day.
So yeah.
Oh, I know one thing. Acting.
Remember we interviewed him and I got the
I don't remember
the show wrong.
Yeah, well, it flopped, so it's
what was it called? Mr. Basketball?
Yeah. It was bad.
Hey, Evan Rue, hey, that's your take on it.
Oh my God. Steph Curry did something poor. No, we can't call it out.
Stoney, I liked the show. It was on Peacock.
You never saw it.
Now, that hurts.
Because you didn't.
Little Daryl is a big Curry fan. We watched it together. Remember I told her, Denzel, watch out. And then he was laughing about the acting. Then I said, you played in Rocky. It was really Star Wars. Because I got the name of the show wrong, the series. Glad you don't remember.
I don't remember.
That's one. Remember you and Kevin McHale, you kind of messed up? That hurt for me.
Sure. Sure. Anyway, what I'm more interested in is let me alone this summer, but I'll go on CNBC. What's he doing? That's where I think this comes from.
Leave me alone this summer.
Yeah. I see
that makes calls and interviews.
Nobody's got his cell phone
wasn't
number.
That was SportsCenter, Stoney. That was CNBC.
Take a playoff, Steph.
Well,
I think that's what he's feeling. Is like.
Then the show was Mr. Throwback. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Mr. Yeah. Basketball.
That was Mr. Throw It Away.
I was like Curtis Blow. Bet we're playing basketball, so I can watch the New York Knicks on TV.
That's not how it goes.
Something like that.
That's not even close. And don't tell me about Curtis Blow. I know all about him.
Basketball. Yeah.
Don't find that, Evan, because it won't be good. Because
I find you strange at times.
How so good?
At times.
Like how you just went from fourth gear to second because of something I said or did. But your thought process just, you were like a machine just a second ago. Guru saying something. And then you come back to yourself.
What are you talking about? I haven't life. Understood a I'm word talking. You've said in the last two
Dude,
minutes.
I might need to ever turn me off. Go ahead.
All right, do you know what imposter syndrome means now? It is funny.
And I've had. Because, no, seriously.
Unless you're a complete narcissist, I think
there you go.
Everyone's experienced imposter syndrome.
When I wash my face and brush the pearl, well, they were whiter, the white, Stoney, and I think about, I do a show with Steinmetz. I get to see Evan every day. I get to go to the games with a media pass and talk to people in the Bay Area. Am I really truly? When's this going to end? Hopefully not soon. But that's imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Like,
my kids are at college? Wow. You know? You don't think that qualifies?
What? Having kids in college?
No, right. It's just like the blessings that go with that.
It's a little different.
I am so confused right now. I got nothing. The only thing I was going to say was I guarantee Nahegan's got a lot of imposter feeling syndromes in his mind, right?
Well, he's worked with some big boys.
But that's my point, is he knows he has no business really doing what he's doing, right?
My best boss I've ever worked for.
Who?
Nahegan. I'm not just
What about
saying?
The guy at DeVry?
No, it was her, Mary Langley. The rat on the table, she taught me that. And she went out with one of my buddies. It was over.
All right.
I don't even know what to say anymore. All right. So you wanted to bring up the Curry thing.
Yeah, I did.
And
yeah.
Now we got 5 minutes left
Let's
in the
go.
Segment.
All right.
So
eight.
Can you want to add a little more to it or maybe in a different context or how do we keep this subject poignant.
Well, Steiner, you were about to rip Steph for still making it about himself when he has to be left alone. Would you like to continue down that
like,
road?
Is that real?
What I'm doing?
No, yeah, about Steph and his comments.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he did say let him alone, and now he's committed to the Tahoe tournament where he'll be
defending
front and center for 4 days. And
he need to get out there.
Up there.
Well, out there, up there. Who is it?
Probably one of my daughters.
They don't know the time of the... Now, those are my nieces. They don't know the time Pops is on?
No, they...
Who is this guy?
They don't.
Mine don't listen either.
Goo imposter syndrome would be like...
I know
what
thinking, it is.
You thinking you could beat me in a spelling bee. And you realizing that...
But the explanation...
You're kind of an imposter when it comes to spelling.
Stani, that really is not what you guys taught me today. Like, that is not imposter syndrome. That's overconfidence or being dumb, but that's not what... That's what I would have thought initially if you told me to guess what it is.
Well, you can have supreme confidence and still experience it. It's totally natural.
Have you ever had it, Evan?
Yeah, oh all the God. Time. Shut up,
you can
Stein.
Tell when he has it.
Shut up.
Are you laughing at Carter?
You can tell. What is he talking about? What do you mean? Nah, Evan, a college athlete? On the bump?
No, but it's about, like, I don't want to do this. I want to stay on everybody's good side today.
That's not who you are. That's not what makes the
June
show.
June 3rd, 2025.
No, you are
picks.
Lex Luthor. Say it.
Okay. When I was starting out my career, and it was a struggle, and I was trying to work for a newspaper, get into the sports business, and you didn't get in your first try, you start thinking... Well, no wonder I'm not getting a job in the sports industry because I'm an imposter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so you experienced that before you became a big... So it didn't take Stephen A's, all the made men and women...
Stephen A's never would.
No, but a guy that hadn't got to where he wanted to can still experience that in regard to why they haven't gotten there. Am I correct? Like, if I'm a striving photographer and I've yet to get my first job... I might be down on myself and have imposter syndrome.
Well, let's actually go to Evan on this one. And I don't think I'm, as I like to say, telling tales out of school. Evan was going to break through into the play-by-play business.
No doubt.
At some point.
I'm going to be the first on the ticket list.
I know it. You know it. All right. But it hasn't happened yet. So Evan may have some imposter syndrome I'm not even convinced I can do this.
Gotcha. I get but that. I would love to hear him.
He eventually will.
No doubt.
And that'll solve that. Then he'll become, you know, the play-by-play man for the Yankees. And he'll start doing a good job. And then he'll have it again.
Or he'll have his own radio show with that job. Like,
see, my first thought is, why would you ever say that?
Say what?
He's going to be the voice of the Yankees.
Well, you're going to be the voice of some team.
But, like, that's an example. Like, I hear that, and I go, why would you ever say that?
Because we've
There's
heard
no
you.
Chance.
Out of love, though, E.
Because we've heard you do play-by-play.
And I appreciate that. But...
He's saying there's no, like, me and Beyonce.
No, but I think it usually tends to occur after you have... Like, you guys are fixtures. You've been together 8 years. But maybe once or twice a year, you have a bad show, right? After the bad show, you think... Like, what am I doing? Like, seriously, like, what am I doing here talking to these people for 4 hours a day, and I cannot do that? And I've been doing it for 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, that's an example.
Man.
Makes sense.
More than twice a year, but, yeah.
There is a team going to call him. Like,
I know.
There's no doubt.
I know.
Whereas outside of his mom and dad and brothers and everybody's sister.
Yeah, so you can
try to. We're biggest supporters.
We'll start thinking about how now it's going to work with Carter or with Risotto.
Yeah, or he can replace one of us.
Who?
You or me?
Evan?
Please.
He's got higher aspirations.
Him and Devone on Saturdays. And when he... only thing I don't like about you when he fills in for me when I have family issues is you just turn into, hey, everybody, the world's so good. Pass the Grey Poupon, please. Like, where's that when I'm here?
I told you.
There's something about, it's my face.
There's two.
Dude, just admit it.
Listen.
I remind you of somebody in your past.
There's two things going on here. One is, like any great coach, I treat all my players differently. You can't have one uniform way to handle everybody.
I couldn't play for
I handle
you.
Evan differently than you. I handle you differently than Carter. And it's all different. Okay? So that's...
It's really not, that's though, because we all know who you are.
That's the first thing. So secondly, your approach to sports talk radio and Evan's approach to sports talk radio are so vastly different that it forces me to have a different reaction to each of you. So when Evan is talking about Willie Adames and using the past and telling us what he thinks of Adames as a player, I say, that's good stuff. Your takes are a little more out there. They're a little more outlandish, and sometimes they need more, quote-unquote, challenging. And so I tend to challenge some of your opinions because I'm less confident in them than, let's say, Evan's take on Willie Adames.
But in doing so, for example, you exert so much energy that I don't get the fun.
That's a shame.
Because you don't get off a take. You're just busy operating on my... You know what I mean? Like, I want that luxury to be able to rip up your take.
Go ahead.
But I don't get many because you're too busy operating on mine. It's like, hey, doctor, take a day off and then let you be the patient and let me be the doctor.
No, but I appreciate you because what you found out over 8 years is that I tend to be right most of the time. So
you don't have imposter syndrome now.
You finally understood that to some extent. And so
you
become less outlandish, which you're coming around.
Who is this guy?
You're coming around.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to the boss yesterday and I said, we had a great conversation.
By the way, you owe me an apology.
Don't tell me what I owe you.
When I went
in there, don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
No, I didn't. See, that's real. That's how I know I'm hitting a button.
Yeah, don't.
Don't. Just better be careful. I could have got
real. I'm about to turn the sports radio world on its ear next section.
Piece of big news on the other side.
That I'm about to turn the radio business on its ear?
You wish.
Right. Now I'm excited for both. I can't wait.
All right. 888-957-9570. We got news on the other side. So, and I'm about to put radio on its ear.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.